This one is called Lover's Heist.
We could ride around Roel's all night. Baby, this is the time. No alibi for this love heist. It's just you and I. Mama said no joy bites. I can't apply. It don't feel right. No alibi for this love heist. It's just you.
This is Marty Adam Smith, afternoon freeform host, in the studio for an interview with Sweet Roll. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Doing great.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you. And could y'all give me a sound off with your name and what you play?
My name is Josh Priggy. I play bass for Sweet Roll.
My name is Zach, and I'm on the drums.
My name is Raina, and I do vocals.
And Bryce Hample wasn't able to come in for this interview, but he is on double keyboards, right? Or synth and keyboard?
Yes.
Sweet. Bryce Hample of the outfit Rainbow dance music that's been... Is it dance? Electronic music?
Yes, it's dance music.
Yeah, that's been performing out of Albuquerque for like 8 years?
About that, maybe longer.
Very cool. So what brought Sweet Roll together?
So earlier this year, this artist from LA, who goes by Tulips, she hit up Bryce and I to be her backing band when she did a homecoming show, because she's originally from Albuquerque. And so Bryce and I did that together, and we both had a blast, and we both kind of wanted to make, you know, live music of this variety, this kind of poppier stuff. And Josh was actually at the show and hit us up pretty quick after to see if we wanted to jam.
Yeah, and I knew that I had my friend Raina, who I'd recently seen perform, and she just killed it. So I was like, why not bring her into this and make this whole thing? We had all the puzzle pieces together.
And so with the dance side of things, where are Josh and Zach coming from? Because we had talked about like something of a meeting in the middle.
Right. So there's definitely, you know, with Tulips, it was a very poppy kind of produced sound, a lot of backing tracks, electronic drums, big synthy bass, all that sort of stuff. But Josh and I both have like a, you know, a love for like old school funk music and that kind of like really tight in the pocket rhythm section stuff. So when we started this band, a lot of those elements kind of came out as he and I both wanted to kind of, you know, explore those territories.
All right, let's check out that first track by Albuquerque band Sweet Roll.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
This one is called Sour. It's a new one for us.
That was a track from KUNM's Studio A with Sweet Roll. Reina, will you talk to us a little bit about your approach to your vocals and your songwriting?
Yeah. So my vocal delivery is definitely heavily influenced by Amy Winehouse and Nina Simone. So I think that's where we kind of get that DIY jazz aspect to Sweet Roll. And just kind of just vibing out. The songwriting process is pretty improvised. Most of our songs we kind of just stumbled on and just kind of fleshed out from there.
Yeah, is it almost like a Wilco songwriting approach with the mumble tracks? Are you kind of trying to talk, say say something without necessarily thinking about what you're mm-hmm. communicating.
Yeah. Kind of like just thinking aloud. And I'm like, oh, that sounds good. All right.
Yeah, it works well for the funk style and typical lyrical content.
Of course, the songs are love driven. But I think as we progress as a band, we kind of want to get more into storytelling aspects and just exploring just different ideas.
Very cool. Let's check out that next track.
This one is called Enough.
This is Marty Adam Smith interviewing Sweet Roll with some tracks of theirs from KUNM's Studio A. Could you talk to me a little bit about the upcoming work that you're trying to do with backing tracks or more electronic? It's a very live sound right now.
Yeah, so given Bryce's background in producing electronic music, we really wanted to see if we could take advantage of that and push ourselves forward musically as well. people think is really straightforward to play to backing tracks, and it's actually not at all. It's very it's a complicated process, and it takes a lot of work to make it all come together and sound right.
So what would the backing tracks contain? Because it's already like a very full, like rounded sound, full band sound.
The ones we currently have that we're working on, it's just more synth, some sort of textural percussion, and then just straight up, you know, heavy drum machine kind of stuff to really drive everything and really tie in that more modern produced sound into, you know, the kind of more traditional approach we've currently taken.
Very cool. And Josh, could you remind me what your other band is, the country tinged or country
band?
Yeah,
I play in this other band, JJ Lawlins. It's a country rock straight up. It's kind of my original passion until we started going a little more funk and exploring that. I've been working on it for a while, and it's just something that's just kind of my passion project. This one we're kind of trying to hit the ground running a little bit more.
Very cool. And Reyna, what's your solo project? Is it just under Reyna Torres?
Mm-hmm. It was the first EP that I've released. It's called For the Lover Girls.
For the Lover Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And is that a similar sound? Is there a different vocal approach? Or
Fairly similar vocal approach. That one is definitely more stripped down than what I do with Sweet Roll. For that one, I play all the keys on there, and then there are some other, like, you know, other elements added after the fact, but it's definitely a lot more stripped down.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach, I had you in for the first time with the psychedelic alt-country outfit, the Time Wreckers.
Yep, that's correct.
And is there any other projects that you are working on locally or anybody else that you're playing with?
I'm not playing with anybody else right now. I do perform DJ nights under the banner Scene to Be Seen. We do emo nights and other kind of niche DJ sets.
Cool. Scene to Be Seen. Where's that out of?
We've been doing a lot of them out of Tractor, but we have a big announcement for next year with a bigger downtown venue.
All right. And any other upcoming gigs? Is Sweet Roll playing in the local area anytime soon?
We don't have anything scheduled until Valentine's Day of next year. We'll be playing with Red Light Cameras, as well as Jesse Deluxe and the Rhythms.
All right. Yeah, local legends, Red Light Cameras. And that's at Valentine's Day at Meow Wolf in Santa Fe?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, congrats. That's a really exciting gig.
We're stoked. You. We're so excited.
All right. Thank you to Josh, Zach, and Reyna. And to Bryce, who couldn't make it in for the interview tonight, thank you so much for coming in to play KUNM.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marty. As always, it's been a pleasure to work with KUNM.
Great, glad to have you.
This next one is called Fine.
What's your sign? And I don't care. So carelessly unaware of how you wear your hair. You ain't got to be my star. No, I've been living on the side, and I'm doing just fine. What you do out there? Checking with your sister, 'cause she don't like me anyway. She said I got a mean face. We can meet in my eye, babe. Oh,